It's Weekend Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini. VPR Public Post is made possible with support from Merchants Bank. Residents of a Shelburne mobile home park signed papers this week to cooperatively purchase the park where they live. That's one of the stories VPR's Amy Noyes reported on this week in Public Post. Amy joins us now to talk about news from Vermont's cities and towns. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Mary Carol.
So, tell us about how the land deal came about.
Well, the story actually goes back over 10 years. It was early 2005 when residents of Shelburne Wood Mobile Home Park were notified that the park was going to be shut down and sold to a developer. And I should explain that Shelburne Wood is like most mobile home parks where residents at that time owned their homes but rented a lot from the park owner. And because this park is in downtown Shelburne, that land's pretty valuable. So 10 years ago, the residents organized to keep the park open as an affordable housing option.
So how did they go from keeping the park open to buying the park?
In 2012, Burlington developer and philanthropist Tony Pomerleau stepped in and bought the property with the intention of selling it to the residents after he made some needed infrastructure repairs. And meanwhile, the residents formed a cooperative, which was able to take out a mortgage and then purchase the property. And that transaction just happened on Wednesday.
And you also reported on some school district news in Public Post this week.
Yes, local school districts and supervisory unions around Vermont are trying to figure out what Act 46 means for them. That's the school district consolidation law that the state legislature passed last session. And this week we learned the Addison Northeast Supervisory Union is forming an Act 46 study committee that's going to start meeting later this month.
And they understand there's a similar conversation going on in Windsor and Orange counties where two supervisory unions are merging.
That's right. Declining enrollment has caused Windsor Northwest Supervisory Union to merge with Orange Windsor Supervisory Union. And that merger is still in the process, but they've come up with a name for the new district. It's the White River Valley Supervisory Union. And on Sunday, the new supervisory union is hosting a public forum at Vermont Law School. That event's called Ed Talk, and it's billed as an afternoon of educational action planning. And their goals for the forum are to talk about Act 46 in the transition process and to start crafting a strategic plan for the new White River Valley Supervisory Union.
All right, looking ahead, Columbus Day weekend is coming up, which typically means lots of leaf peepers making fall foliage visits to Vermont. And one Vermont town has been named the number one foliage destination on a new top 10 list. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. The town is Stowe, and the list was made by the travel website TripAdvisor. It ranked the top 10 fall foliage destinations in the United States, and TripAdvisor said it compiled its top 10 list with user reviews, and Stowe came out on top.
So what were some of the other towns that made the list?
Well, some places you may not expect, actually. We tend to think we corner the market on fall foliage here in New England, but the TripAdvisor list included quite a few southern destinations, such as Eureka Springs, Arkansas, Asheville, North Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, and Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And there were also western destinations, including Aspen, Colorado, Park City, Utah, and Portland, Oregon.
Was Stowe the only Vermont town on the list?
Yes, because the list was restricted to no more than one destination per state.
Well, how about other towns in the Northeast?
North Conway, New Hampshire made number two on the list, and Niagara Falls, New York came in fourth behind Aspen.
And finally, for folks out driving around looking at foliage this weekend, you reported on something else they might want to take advantage of.
That's right. It's Fall Open Studio Weekend, and the Vermont Crafts Council has a downloadable map and guide. So if you're hitting the back roads to take in some fall colors, you can stop and check out art studios along the way.
That sounds like a plan. Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome, Mary Carol.
VPR Public Post is made possible with support from Merchants Bank, with expertise, cash management, and lending services dedicated to meeting the needs of Vermont municipalities and schools. MBVT.com. The Moth Grand Slam is on Friday, October 9th at Burlington's Flynn Center. The 10 winners from the Vermont Story Slam series will battle it out on stage with stories about being out of their element, dressed for the opera at the Clam Bake or The Lonely Fool or The Black Sheep. More information is available at flynncenter.org.